Hello, hello, hello. And it's the Busting Balls crew. He's John, I'm Jeffrey, and we are back with another pod blast for this week. Because there's still not enough news to do a full show, but there's enough to talk about. John, how you doing, brother?
I'm not doing too badly. It's not much different to last week, which, you know, I'm thankful for. You know, it's not like, you know, an advisor to the British government who just decided to bugger off to the other end of the country twice and screw everything up for everyone.
There's a lot of that around here too.
But apart from all the bullshit going around, at least there's some football occasionally for us to watch.
Yeah, let's get into that. We had the next round of the Bundesliga started yesterday, actually, as we record this. Hertha Berlin destroyed their eastern part of the city counterparts, Union Berlin, 4-0, four goals right out the gate, two of them right out the gate after the restart. That was amazing. It was some wonderful football if you got to see it.
Yeah, I didn't get to see any of it today, so I'm waiting on you to to describe it all, essentially.
Well, today started with St. Pauli down in the Zweite Bundesliga getting de-pantsed 4-0 by Darmstadt.
Oof. A couple of positive corona tests, hasn't there, in the Zweite Bundesliga?
Yeah, I did hear about that, but more on that later.
Absolutely.
So today's matches in the Bundesliga, Borussia Mönchengladbach 1, Bayer Leverkusen 3. That's going to damage some title hopes.
Yeah, I was looking at going, they're not going to make it now, are they? I think a home loss, you can't sustain those if you want the title challenge.
Yeah, so now Gladbach are down to fourth, Leverkusen up to third, but that's still also pending Leipzig, who play tomorrow. In other results, Freiburg 0, Werder Bremen 1. Werder Bremen needed that win.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, they need any points they can get right now, don't they?
Yes, they do. And so they actually still have a game in hand, it seems. So, they still could make it out. They still have a chance here.
Yeah. I noticed that Dortmund continued their good form since the resumption as well.
Winning 2-0 away to Wolfsburg. Erling Braut Haaland did not score today, but in the run-up to the first goal, it looked like he was going for it and then either slipped or intentionally did not kick the ball because Rafael Guerrero got on the other end of it and sent it in. To open the scoring, so I don't know if that was intentional or not. If it was intentional, that's some absolute football brilliance. If it wasn't, then it worked out anyway.
Let's face it, if we ask him, he's gonna mean it.
Paderborn got a much needed point against Hoffenheim today in their relegation struggle, but they're still rooted to the bottom. They're probably still going to be going down at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can't see a way out for them with the distance to safety.
Yeah, 18 points from 27 matches, that's not good enough.
No, and I note again this week, the trend is there was only one home win, and let's face it, it's not the unexpected team, is it?
No, it wasn't. In the late game today, Bayern Munich destroyed Eintracht Frankfurt 5-2. So it was 3-0 at one point. Frankfurt scored two quick goals in succession. It was 3-2, and we thought, oh my God, this game could go either way with Martin Hinteregger. Unfortunately, Alfonso Davies within 6 minutes made it 4-2, and then the final goal, Martin Hinteregger own goaled at the 74th minute.
Yeah, it's Bayern, is it? They want to let you get your hopes up and then just snatch them away like the bastards they are.
Yes, they will do that. So So that was the Bundesliga today, as we record Saturday. Tomorrow's matches, in the earliest game, Schalke 04 hosts Augsburg. Mainz 05 hosts another title pretender, Leipzig. And then
I'm looking forward to that one.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, I'm a Timo Werner fan, aren't I, now? Because we're allegedly signing here in the summer.
Yeah, but, you know, Mainz, you know, that's Jurgen Klopp's old club.
Yeah, absolutely.
But... come on. I mean, if you're going to play loyalties like that.
True.
And then in the late game tomorrow, Köln host Fortuna Düsseldorf, another relegation struggler. So there are matches in midweek for the Bundesliga this coming week.
Oh, and you know what the big one is.
And the big one is at 11:30 in the AM on Tuesday, in Chicago time. I believe that's 5:30 you, so I think it's like 6:30 in Germany. 6:30 p.m. in Germany. The second Der Klassiker of the season, Borussia Dortmund against Bayern Munich. This is a must-win for Dortmund if they have any hopes of overtaking Bayern, because a direct win on Bayern will cost Bayern some, you know, it'll cut the gap to 1 point.
Yeah, and let's face it, when Bayern lose a game, there's always some big criticism going down here.
Other matches of note in the midweek, Bayer Leverkusen hosts Wolfsburg. That might not be so bad. Gladbach are away to relegation strugglers Werder Bremen.
Both sides need a pointer.
Yeah, they do. On Wednesday, Leipzig hosts Hertha Berlin in the early game. And then that's really kind of it. Düsseldorf host Schalke and Union Berlin host Mainz. That's really the important ones for that. You'll be happy to know that there are other games going on. Belarus, of course, is still going on. The K-League still going on. The Faroe Islands. It looks like Estonia and the Czech Republic and Costa Rica are starting up.
Costa Rica? Well, I'm mildly surprised with Costa Rica starting up, given that the whole two continents there aren't doing well on containing the coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at that myself. So did I mention Estonia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Hungary have restarted well, but you know, they have a weird government too. But the big game tomorrow, Jonathan, big game tomorrow is the cup final in Belarus with Vate Borisov taking on Dinamo Brest. Cup final.
Might see if I can find a way to watch that then.
Yeah. unless the Bundesliga is on, in which case maybe you should just watch. Well, I can't imagine it's a high quality of football in Belarus. Sorry.
Well, it's the options are not much better anywhere else at the moment. Let's face it.
Well, that much is true. That much is true too. So let's talk some. Let's talk some news that has been going on. So hey, good news from England. The Premier League has restarted training in groups of six.
Yep, there have been pictures going up on all the players' Twitter. Obviously, there's been the likes of Troy Deeney here have made a very, very good case for not coming out of lockdown with football yet. But that's not being particularly taken into account by the look of it.
Yeah, well, funny story, because at the same time that they announced that, it was also announced that six players across several different clubs have tested positive.
Oof, that's not good, let's face it.
Yeah, and considering, you know, Arsenal's manager Mikel Arteta had already tested positive as well at one point. Yeah, I have to say, I think that England are really kind of rushing this, given the effectiveness of their response to coronavirus, which is not good.
No, not the best. And got the today, but we'll go there. We won't go there.
So yeah, you know, it's fine if they're doing limited training and limited amounts, but yeah, I would not see. Yeah, I still think that England has way too much going on with regard to that to really seriously restart already. And in kind of a good news, bad news situation. Good news, Scotland took that into account. They voted that there is that the season is over. They have ended the season in Scotland.
Yeah.
The bad news. Celtic were declared champions, which, you know, I know on this show I have declared that yes, I like Celtic. I can't really complain too much. They did have a 13-point lead, so I think that their grip on the title was pretty much secure.
Yeah, I cannot. You can't argue with it. And let's face it, how long have they been the best team in Scotland for? No one's going to get any near them.
They had a 13-point lead on Rangers. I don't think they were going to catch that up.
No, I mean, even with the handicap of their manager, they still.
Yeah, they did. You know? Yeah, exactly. So, the bad news is that it was up and declared that Heart of Midlothian FC from Edinburgh had been relegated down to the Scottish Championship. Now, did they still have a chance?
Yes.
Okay. So their response is they are suing the Scottish FA now.
Yep.
For this.
I can't blame. And the other one in the league below, the Scottish Championship, Partick Thistle were unilaterally declared relegated despite being 2 points behind the team above them with a game in hand. And
oh,
I'm just
wow. Partick got relegated too. I didn't see
Partick
that.
Partick got hosed.
Yeah, that's not right.
No.
Especially if they had a competitive, especially if Hearts and Partick Thistle had a competitive chance of making it.
Yes. At least give them a playoff or something.
Yeah.
If
well, no, and that's the thing is that I believe in Scotland, the second from bottom have to go into a playoff against like second through fifth of the Scottish Championship, the winner of those. So who the fuck gets? So who's getting relegated there? Or are they not doing that this year?
I have no idea on that. It's just, it's basically a shit show. Let's face it.
Yeah, that is not right. That both Hearts and Partick got relegated from their respective leagues when they still had a competitive chance.
Yeah,
of going through again. Celtic. They had a 13-point lead. They were not going to get overhauled by Rangers at this stage in the season.
Yeah, I mean, same would apply if they done with the English Premier League. I don't think there's a real argument on who you can declare champions there. Obviously, with the biggest ever gap to second place.
Yeah.
But the relegation spots, entirely different matter.
And that, and that's just not right. I agree. I mean, again, I nail my Celtic colors to the mast, but that is not right for Heart of Midlothian FC. That is not right for Partick Thistle FC. And also, you know, I'm also pissed at Celtic right now anyway.
Why is that?
Because they've cease and desisted an artist named Frankie, at Made by Frankie, Frankie. She is a very good artist. She has done work for the Scottish Women's Football Association and for the Scotland national team. And Celtic have cease and desisted her on some prints that she's made because she's a Celtic fan. Instead of, I don't know, maybe hiring her?
Yeah. I think one you may have missed as well in England here. Let me, on a similar note, apparently, Man United are planning to sue SI for the use of their name. SI, for those of you who don't know, are the makers of Football Manager, the biggest football sim in the world.
You know? What?
Okay. And they are going to sue SI for the use of their name.
Are you fucking kidding me? I know that Juve have that exclusivity with Pro Evolution Soccer, so there's, you know, some fake name for Juventus at in FIFA 20 this year.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, there is.
Which is also ridiculous.
If using images and etc., fine. You know, that's, I can understand that. But your name? For God's sake.
Yeah. Well, good. I think maybe in the next edition of Football Manager, they should just replace it with D's Nuts United or something like that, you know? Just to...
I would do that. Losers. Just losers. Please.
Yeah. The Glazers can suck at FC. How about that?
I would definitely advocate that. I'm sure Christopher Eccleston would too, for a start off.
Yeah, I can't see Christopher Eccleston being too upset about that.
Not in the slightest.
Yeah. So, on that note, when we were trying to get, see the road to return for a lot of these teams and leagues, in Italy, Serie A.
Yep.
They have voted against playoffs to decide both the champions and relegatees, but also said that the season must end by the 31st of August.
Well, that's an interesting one. So do we get to say the middle of June or July if there's no restart and they have nothing?
Yeah, then what? Exactly. I mean, what round were they in?
You need a plan. You just, I can understand why, you know, Juve might go screw you for that, because let's face it, if they're top and they're going,
but Inter still has a case, and so does Lazio.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's gonna be too many people looking out for their own interests and not looking for the greater good of the league there, because you get this deep into a season as we did. You know, we were in the middle of March before games were cancelled here. Postponed, I should say, and people want to see that finished. They're invested in that season. They don't want to feel that they've wasted all their time right through that season watching something that's never going to be resolved.
Yeah, no. I feel you. I mean, look at where we're at right now with the NBA and NHL. They were in the middle of the season.
Yeah, and you know the NBA. Good God, they like to bump into the start of the NFL season at the rate I think it's going. Yeah, and you've got baseball. You'd like possibly have a curtailed baseball.
Yeah, right now we're in the middle. Right now we're like in the conference finals. Right now in the conference championships before the finals.
Yeah.
In both of these leagues, right now, yeah. Usually, you know.
Absolutely, it's it's obviously it's not. Let's be fair to all the sporting administrators. This is not an easy situation on anybody, and. There is no perfect solution here. Otherwise, everyone would be using it.
Yeah, but boy, my God, it's like it was like three. It was only 3 months ago. It feels like 3 years ago that NBA All-Star Weekend was here in Chicago. You know,
man. Yeah, it's a February. Yeah, good Lord.
It was Valentine's Day weekend. So yeah. Yeah, like I said, it feels like it was only 3 months ago. It feels like 3 years ago. And, I mean, I know how it is. I mean, golly, I remember the last matches I listened to was like, yeah, it was in March. So, yeah, God, it was 6 weeks ago. And it was, and of course, right when I got used to football not being on, it comes, you know, the Bundesliga comes back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so now we're all chomping at the bit, but we also, you know, need to maybe wash a pandemic first. Yeah.
that would be the thing. People are not looking at the bigger picture here. You do need to look after the interests of the club, the financial side of football. Obviously it's more important than ever at the moment. But, you know, if the first player who goes down with coronavirus, the first big star, and one of them almost certainly will go down with an infection, it all comes crashing down.
Yeah. Well, it's like here. I mean, here in America, it's Memorial Day weekend, and this is usually when, you know, the pools start opening. We have backyard barbecues, and family gatherings and all that shit. And, you know, the Indianapolis 500, which has been canceled for the first time since World War II now, wow. You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, just to bring this on topic for our new carriers, the Pro Wrestling Only mostly podcast network that still has yet to fully be rebranded. I mean, tonight is a All Elite Wrestling's pay-per-view. It's going to be in an empty arena in Jacksonville, Florida. It was supposed to be at the MGM Grand in Vegas.
Never come down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the owner of the company happens to also own the Jacksonville Jaguars and has access to a facility they can reasonably, you know, do an empty arena show in a state that is insistent on opening up, well, you know, lucky them, right?
Yeah, Shahad Khan, yeah.
Yep, that'd be the one.
Yeah,
Tony Khan, technically, but yeah, let's face it, we all know Shahad Khan is the real moneymaker here.
He's got the money, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I think the only I think organization that had insurance that covered this was Wimbledon, by all accounts, the tennis.
Yeah. By the way, I met Tony Khan back in February.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was at the hotel bar right next to C2E2 because because AEW ran a show, and I happened to meet him. I said, and when I met him, I said, yeah, I've known who you were for years. I said, because I'm an Arsenal fan.
Did you tap him up for a loan or a few quid?
Or a job? No, none of the above. So no, it was all good. I just said, yeah, you know, I'm not going to hit him up for money. Come on. Although, hey, Tony Khan, if you still want to, you know, help him.
We're always open to sponsorship. We'll sell our souls quite happily on that front.
That's right. That's right.
To a limited degree.
So, anyway, yeah. For those of you who don't know, on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, you know, Tony Khan is one of the co-owners of Fulham FC. Now in the English Championship, but occasionally in the English Premier League. So there's that.
Yep, and then the other thing to mention as well, the Spanish League has been given the go-ahead to come back. The Spanish president says that the week commencing the 8th of June that matches can start up again, so they're planning to start with matches on the 12th and 13th of June, apparently.
How's Spain doing?
Better than the UK, I think, because their lockdown was stricter. But I'm not entirely sure of the situation there. I think there will be, from a friend who lives in there, I've seen today on social media, they are opening up a little at the moment. So I'm assuming it's going to be gradual over the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll keep an eye on that. So, but I think that pretty much sums it all up for this little update.
Pretty much, no one knows what the fuck they're doing, let's face it.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yep, so, yeah, so that's it. So, anyway, since this was not another full episode, we didn't do our usual spiel at the beginning, so you can hit us up on Twitter at BustingBallsPod, email us BustingBallsPod@gmail.com. You're listening to this through two sources, either soundcloud.com/busting-balls or our new carrier, the Pro Wrestling Only mostly board, soundcloud.com/Pro Wrestling Only. And yeah, so there's that. John, do you have any last bits you want to throw in?
I haven't. Just stay safe, dudes. Keep home. Keep it contained.
Yep, that's it. So until then, it's good night for me.
And it's good night from him.
We'll see you soon.
Adios.